Which brings me to the next obvious topic. Bitcoin has passed the magic 33 number since you advised me to sell, which I did not do. I held on to my Bitcoins. And you and I are being berated in the Bitcoiniverse.
What, those two guys?
Did you hear those jabronis? Here's my favorite line. Any technical analyst who looks at the fundamentals can see that these guys are full of crap. It's like, wow. There's some podcast. These guys are like, I like what they did because they were.
Can they talk like this?
They were doing an assassination of us the way we do assassinations. So I like that with the playing of clips and stuff. But you know, I'm like, okay, you know, this is funny. But I'm like, I'm waiting for the big reveal. The big, here's the document, here's the information, here's the proof.
About the Bitcoin, why it's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. And yeah. No, I want to know.
It's an unregistered security as far as I'm concerned.
I'm holding on to it. I mean, you know me, I'm a believer. I want to believe this stuff. It's just, I can't convince my landlady to take Bitcoins for the rent. Otherwise, I'd be set. Even if the market, if the Austin farmers market would, and they have their own money. They have wooden money.
They have wooden coins
yeah.
and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, you can buy wooden coins. They have an ATM that literally poops out wooden coins. It's wow. cool. Yeah, $5 coins, and you can only spend them at the market. Now, of course,
you just use the $5 bill. Is that no good?
There is no transaction fee on the exchange between the between your dollars and the wooden money. That's why. And of course, that money then they have an ATM. So the Austin Sustainable Center or whatever it's called. They operate the ATM that proves it's pretty funny, the wooden coins. It's cool. And of course, you know, it keeps the money within the system. So, you know, you're not going to take that $5 piece of wood and spend it at Halcyon on bottomless mimosas.
What kind of a cockamamie scheme is this at this farmer's market?
Well, I think it's a good idea.
How is it a good idea? I've got $5, yeah. and I go to the farmer and say, here's a $5 bill. Give me some $5 worth of produce. I take and I go home.
Yeah, no, you can
You go through the extra effort of buying a $5 wooden coin.
No. I don't do that typically. I'm just saying you can.
But why would you want to?
Because it's wood. It's pretty. It's pretty wood.
If it's a collectible, I would think.
I think it's highly collectible. But it's like I'm a sucker for these things. I'm down with it. I like the whole idea of alternative, you know, payment methods, you know, living under the radar. I'm totally down with that.
Living under the radar.
But people who say, man, you should be accepting Bitcoins on the show. No, I can't do that. I can't. I mean, if Bitcoin crashes tomorrow, then I can't. I'm one, two... donation segments away from eviction.
Well, why can't we accept Bitcoins? I'm a big fan of these Bitcoins.
I
want the naysayers to pay attention. I'm a big fan of these Bitcoins. So if somebody wanted to give us Bitcoins, I don't know how to accept them. That's the problem.
No, okay. I have a Bitcoin address. I'll manage the Bitcoin flow because it'll be so much work.
Yeah, why don't you manage the Bitcoin flow, and when the two Bitcoins finally come in, which is going to be about to take on this deal,
here's how it works.
Split them up with me somehow. Yeah,
okay, so you are about to witness one of the biggest problems with Bitcoin. Are you ready? You ready? Because I'm getting the information. So, hold on a second. I'm going to find the page. Here we go. All right, so please donate your Bitcoins to 1K9ZGJRJWQ17LD7USMVZITJTNHQ6UN69AV.
Dvorak.org/NA.
Looking forward to it.
I'll put a link on the donation page eventually.
No, you just have
to. If I can ever get that number right.
And there's some of those are uppercase. You have to.
Oh, yeah, it has to be. I mean, and it probably is important.
You have to memorize that. Hey, you know, so, I mean, this is where my wooden coin doesn't look so stupid. Here's a piece of wood. Oh, thank you, Alex. That piece of wood is worth 1K92GJRJ. All right. So did we just have a meeting, an executive meeting, where we said, yes, we'll accept Bitcoin as donation?
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't you think we should?
Okay.
To assuage the Bitcoin fanatics, all five of them.
Okay. So we'll keep a running tally. But yeah,
yeah, actually, we will compare that to Pelsmacher.
No, Pelsmacher is going to start donating in Bitcoin. Don't you understand?
No, Pelsmacher, do not do that.
I'm telling you, this is very dangerous what you're doing. Because if Bitcoin crashes,
I'm convinced it is not dangerous. But like I said, if more than five people, I'll tell you, I'll make a bet. I'll bet you a Bitcoin, which I think you already owe me. That no more than five people within the next, let's say, year, donate via Bitcoin.
Oh, no, I think you're wrong. We'll have more than five people donating via Bitcoin. That is not a good bet. 10,
you don't think so?
10.
Really?
Let's say 10.
Okay, I'll say 10.
10. Okay. You say 10?
Yeah, 10.
I will say that I will point out that in this podcast, these two gentlemen took great pleasure in reiterating over and over again that you thought the iPad market would never take off.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah. But it's I find that to be kind of mean, and I get a little defensive when people do that. Because of all the predictions you've made between...
Oh, I've written over 5,000 columns, and there's probably 1,000 predictions in there, and there's about six of them.
Yeah.
Well, actually, maybe 10. But I can only document about four. There's the... And I don't count the mouse one because that was never a prediction. That's bull crap. That was a creation of other people. But I did predict the...
It was an unfortunate one. I mean, you know how this goes. You can't live it down.
I never did it. I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
I never made that prediction. It's bull crap.
Yeah, I know.
I did predict the failure of the iPad and the iPhone, for that matter. So that's two. Nobody ever calls me out on my prediction that the Panasonic 2.5-inch drive would be a huge success. Totally wrong. That never happened because the thing never worked.
Wait, are you giving us all your failures now?
The only ones that come out the top of my head.
How about what you called correctly? Outside of the show, because, the Red Book is too
vast. Oh, I mean,
there's
all kinds of stuff. Linux on the Apple, the Intel on the Mac platform. I mean, there's a million things.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't count. That doesn't count. Everyone harps on the iPhone one was the big mistake, but I can actually rationalize that, so it doesn't concern me. Because I never got to see the thing in advance. Everybody who was saying it's going to be great saw they had the one in their hands. And when I got a hold of the first iPhone, I said, hell, this is a great idea.
Yeah.
And I was completely wrong. So
yeah.
But I excused myself on that one. The iPad one, there's no excuses. It was just a misprediction, and I still don't use pads myself. So maybe maybe I'm losing my touch.
You're not a pad man?
No, I'm not a pad man.
I'm not either, honestly. I mean, I have that big phone. I like that. The big phone is pretty cool, but I can't deal with the, it's got to fit in my pocket or kind of fit in my pocket.
They're heavy, too, these pads.
Yeah.
Well. But anyway, no, I just don't. I mean, I've played with them. I've had, and I said, this is cool. And I watched stuff on them, and they're kind of a nice toy, I have to say. But it's just like, when I want to deal with a computer, I'd rather sit down at a big desk.
How about the Newton? What did you say about the Newton?
Oh, the Newton, I fell.
did you fall for that one?
Huh? Well, that's probably one of the reasons I didn't think much of the pad idea. The Newton was a huge flop because its main claim to fame was that we're going to do
handwriting recognition.
Yeah. And it didn't do anything. It couldn't even get anywhere. It was terrible.
I went to Boston for that first release. I flew to Boston to be in line to get the first Newton. And I remember sitting on the ground in a circle with other idiots. And we were like sending handwritten messages to each other. Oh, here's my contact. Pweep. Remember that? And you'd have to aim it like, oh, you're not aiming it right.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. The Palm, when it came out, had a bunch of these kinds of, you could exchange cards and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's kind of the near field communication bumping is also that kind of element to it, where people, you want a copy of my MP3? Bump.
Clam bumper.
Yeah, clam.
That's what we're going to call it. Clam bumping.